Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here, your host for another episode of Life in Business. This is the podcast for people just like you who want to do business a bit differently, sleep a bit better at night, and not join the hustle culture. Are we agreed on that? Yes, good. Woo. And the reason that I'm so passionate about this aspect of business, you know, ain't the sexiest, right? Talking about the nuts and bolts and what goes on under the bonnet of your business. But it also is the sexiest because this is where you're going to really make a difference. This is where you're really going to save yourself time and energy and effort. This is where you're really going to know that what you're doing is helping you build your dream. Sure, you know, I mean, the shiny stuff is about shouting about things on Instagram and having people telling you how fabulous you are, which we all like, right? We all like our moment in the spotlight. However, what's really sexy is knowing that you're making the money that you want to make and able to buy and do and have the things that you want to have. That's what's kind of really important. Not about material gain, I'm not a particular fan of that, but it's about being comfortable, things feeling easy, life feeling like it's not a challenge and it's not a slog and it's not tough and you're absolutely in control of all this, right? This is kind of about, it's about confidence, it's about control, it's about understanding, it's about knowing everything in your business. And I don't mean knowing everything in your business in that you know how to do all the tiny details. No, we'll outsourcing, you know, huge fan of outsourcing, right? Get other people to do the things that they can do just as well, if not better than you. But this is about you being in control of your business. This is about you being a business owner and thinking like a business owner and stepping up into that role, you know, of being the business owner, of being the boss, of being the one who really just does have a handle on it. And I know that so many of you will be thinking, oh my God, yeah, I wish I had that. Because so many people come to me, come and work with me, come on my mastermind days or have worked with me one-to-one before because they don't have a handle on stuff, right? And there have been many times through my 12 plus years in business where I ain't had a handle on it either, okay? Absolutely. But knowing what's going on behind the scenes of your business is where things are going to start to change for you. Okay. So, question for you today. Let's get a little uncomfortable before we get comfortable. How much does your business actually make? Okay. Not talking about necessarily, you know, the 10K months that you might share on Instagram or the 10K months that you see other people sharing on Instagram. Well, in fact, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about how much does your business actually make, right? Two different things, totally. So maybe you are in the situation where you do a forecast each month and you think you know what's coming in, but then there's kind of nothing in the bank, or you've got money in your bank, but then it just goes on stuff that you thought that, you thought you had 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, whatever in your bank account. And turns out that all has to go somewhere else and you weren't really expecting it. That sucks, right? It really, really sucks to think you've got money to not have any money and to wonder how you're going to pay for the things that you've committed to or that you want to do. That's a really tough state to be in. So I'm here today to help you get out of that state. And what I'm going to talk about today, you can sit and work through on your own. for sure. No two ways about it. But if you want to sit down and kind of talk about this stuff with me, then you could start off by booking a 30-minute call with me. I haven't mentioned them for a while, actually, on my podcast, but I still offer my 30-minute quick clarity boost. So you can book 30 minutes with me and we can go through all, you know, we can go through these numbers and kind of find out where you are. So there's a link in the bio to that. It's libbylangley.com/boost if you want to go directly there. And of course, if you want a big deep dive, lots of time together, then come on my mastermind days. They're every month at my house in Chesterfield, Derbyshire. libbylangley.com/mastermind. All the links will be in the show notes though. So that's if you need support, okay? But what I'm going to talk about today, you can certainly work through at your own pace. But if you need my support after that and you want to talk about this more, then that's how you can do that. You can obviously DM me on Instagram or on LinkedIn if you just want to chat about this and you can't find the show notes or whatever for the links. So, how much money does your business really, really make? Now, this is born out of two things, really. My ongoing irritation, which I talk about a lot, with the Instagram coaches who are talking about, you know, oh, I made 10 grand in 7 days. I'll show you how. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Rubbish. It's rubbish. And also a conversation that I've had with a really dear one-to-one client about the fact that the forecast doesn't match the actual. Okay. And these are, you know, they're difficult situations to be in. And you kind of, you know, on social media, you're bombarded by people saying, you know, I made £1 million in 48 hours. Download my $27 PDF and I'll show you how. And it's like, no, that's not going to show you how, you know, but we kind of want the dream. We want the quick fix. And so we buy the $27 download. And of course, it doesn't bloody tell us how to make $1 million in 25 minutes. You know, of course it doesn't. And logically, we weren't expecting it to be able to, but we had this dream that we wanted to hold on to. And we wanted to just, oh, if we could just unlock the magic, we wouldn't have to do any of the work. But let me flip that around for you, because doing the work is unlocking the magic, right? Doing the work is unlocking the magic. I'm going to say it for a third time. Doing the work is how you unlock the magic. There. Remember that one. Because you've got to do the work, right? Nothing's going to happen to any of us unless we put in the groundwork for it. Sorry about that. So let's talk a bit about money in your business. First of all, let me debunk the myths about these 10K months, this £1 million in 24 hours or whatever, you know, whatever it is that's been spouted off now. So that is probably, well, possibly made up. Okay, there's that. But also that's probably talking sales. Yeah, that's talking sales. That's, or that's turnover. So your turnover is your sales. If you have a £50 product or service and you sell 10 of those, that's £500 in sales / turnover, right? Simple. I can do that mental arithmetic. We can all do that maths, right? Fine. That doesn't mean that your business has made £500. It just doesn't mean that. Unless you have absolutely no costs whatsoever in your business and you never pay any tax and you don't have a Zoom subscription or you've never bought a biro or any post-it notes, you know, nothing, right? If that's the case, yes, your business has made £500. Chances are, there will be some costs associated with generating that money. So your turnover is your sales. And when people talk about, you know, I'll get you to 10K months or, you know, I made £1 million overnight, let me show you how with my $27 download, then that's turnover, right? So, and that's why I really don't like it. And that's why I'm so vocal about the damage that it does, yeah? About the kind of Smoke and mirrors of it. I just don't like it. I don't think it teaches good business ethics. And so many people will start a business not knowing how to be a business owner. And why the blimmin' heck should you, right? You're a practitioner, you're a children's activity provider, you're a massage therapist, you're a photographer, you're all those fantastic things, right? You're all those fantastic things, and you know how to do and be those things. That doesn't mean that you automatically become a business owner. And if you've bought a franchise, the same. It doesn't automatically mean that you know how to think like a business owner. You will be taught systems and processes by your franchisor, absolutely. However, the mindset stuff and this kind of under the bonnet knowledge is what sets you apart and what will help you make more money in the long run, right? So stick with me. I'm going to tell you all, help you. So turnover. So when people make their 10K or their £1 million or whatever, they're talking about sales. They're talking about turnover. But what they're not talking about is how much it cost them to get there. And it is likely, if not an actual fact, that there would have been some significant costs to get there, particularly this like super fast overnight growth stuff. We could all probably make £1 million by the weekend if we spent enough on ads and we had a big enough team to help us do it, okay? And we had the capital to invest in it in the first place. Probably. If we were challenged with it in a life or death situation and given £1 million to help us generate £1 million, then yeah, probably. So that's kind of the thing to remember. None of this stuff is out of your reach or is out of your capabilities. It's that you're not being given the fair information in order to make a decision as to whether it's the way that you want to go or not. That's the kind of truth of it. So Your turnover. How much in sales do you generate on an average month? That will be a question that you will be able to answer. And you will be able to answer that by looking at your income into your bank account, right? Simple to work that out. And hopefully you've got some sort of accounting software. I use FreeAgent. I've used it for a long, long time, over a decade. I love it. It's really easy to use. Their customer support is great, but there are lots of other things like QuickBooks and Xero and stuff. So having accounting software really helps you. But you'll be able to see the amount of sales you've made, right? You'll be able to see the number there, the 10K or the million, you know, whichever bracket you're in. You'll be able to see that. So fine. That's your sales, that's your turnover. And then how much did it cost you to achieve that, right? And for any accountants listening, I'm not talking about cost of sales here. I'm not talking about breaking it down there. I'm talking about business costs, okay? Business outgoings. An accountant will work it out slightly differently. So because some costs are tax deductible, some aren't. So what I'm talking about here is just it is working out the numbers, right, that matter to you. This is not how to do a tax return, okay? Really clear. Just there's my disclaimer there. So what are the costs in your business? I have to help you trigger stuff, you know, to kind of think about it. For you, I pay for, starting with really basic stuff, I pay for my email marketing software. I use ConvertKit. Really good stuff. I'll put a link in the show notes actually to that as well. But I use ConvertKit for that. So I pay for that. I pay for the amount of emails that I send. I pay for Zoom. I have a Zoom subscription. I pay for Calendly. I pay subscriptions like that. Right? I can't even think. I pay for my Office 365, my Microsoft 365. They're little amounts. They're all, I don't know, under 50 quid, but, you know, a few of them are under £10. I pay for my podcast hosting software. So there's all these kind of little payments that add up, yeah? And then there's the support that I have. So there are things like my VA. There's the people who edit my podcast, did the audio editing. You know, they're bigger costs there. And then there's things like memberships that I'm in and programs that I've invested in that is a monthly subscription or a big chunk of money up front. So there's those costs. And then there's the amount that I keep on one side for my tax. because I'm a good girl like that. So there's that. Right, I keep a certain about 20% on one side so it just makes it easier to pay my tax bill when it comes. So there's things like that. There's obviously then bits, you know, paper, post-it notes, an obsession with notebooks, travel, going to events, tons of stuff that I pay for that are business costs. And some are costs associated with actually like making the sales. For example, I would struggle really without Calendly, without paying that subscription. I would struggle with that because that's how you book the 30-minute calls with me, which is great. You book and pay all through Calendly, and that's really helpful. Oh, and there are also costs of every transaction. I use Stripe for the majority of my transactions, of my sales. There's a fee that Stripe charges for that. So that has got to kind of be factored in. So you can see how this adds up, right? And just to say, it sounds like I've listed a million things here, but my business averages a kind of 75% profit margin. Okay, so whilst I've listed lots of things, they don't necessarily add up to that much. And for example, like one Calendly subscription payment per month covers however many calls I have, right? So it's not. So anyway, so these are the costs, yeah? And you will be able to write a list of those if you don't have one already. You'll be able to think about everything. And just as a side note, and I've done episodes about this before. I forget which. I'll put a link in the show notes to it. I did an episode about how to make more money in your business a few months ago. And I was able to help people during the course of that podcast episode actually make more money. So that's one that it's worth going back and revisiting. And really it's to do with looking at your costs and your outgoings and thinking slightly differently about things. So take a look at that, but the link will be in the show notes for that. And so, right, you've gone from your £1 million. You spent 800,000 on Facebook ads, Meta ads, Facebook and Instagram, and you paid some staff and you paid for some software and you knew you needed to keep some tax money on the other side. And so what you actually made is, how much should we say? 20 grand. You got to keep 20 grand, which is not a particularly profitable business, okay? I mean, 20 grand. If you're doing this £1 million overnight, right? 20 grand overnight is not bad. However, it's not a lot that's left from the million, yeah? And this is what it's so important for me to communicate to you and to support you with, that these numbers you see kind of bandied about there are not necessarily real money and real numbers. So your profit is what's left after all of that. And that's how much your business really makes. So when you're thinking about your business, your lifestyle, what you want, and if you're thinking, well, look, I'm doing all these sales and I don't, they're just, why isn't that money? Why haven't I got all that money? Or worse, you're thinking, and this is so easy to do, right? That, you know, oh, someone's paid me £500, 5 grand, I've got all this money. And then the temptation is sometimes to spend that money, not thinking, hang on a minute, that was actually for a 6 month period that they gave me that money. Therefore, I should allocate it across those 6 months because there'll be costs in those 6 months that, strictly speaking, that money is kind of covering. And this is about thinking about money in a different and practical and, you know, a less interesting way rather than just going, yeah, woohoo, let's go out and spend it all, which would be a fantastic way to do it. However, if you did that, you would not be able to pay your mortgage. So let's not do that. But it's about knowing kind of where the money's coming from, how much of it you can actually keep, and how much of it needs to be redistributed to future months. And it's tough. You know, it's kind of tough to think like that, because often we look at, I don't know about you, but I check my bank accounts every morning. I check my personal account, the joint account, my business account. I check all the bank accounts every morning. and just to, I don't know, see what's going on. But I also know that the joint account, which is where all our bills come out of, it doesn't matter how much money is in there, all that money is allocated to something, right? You could think, yeah, woo, it's $2,000 in that bank account. No, there ain't, because it's it's coming out, it's allocated. And that's the reason we have a separate account for all our bills and stuff. Yeah, we put what we know what we need to put in there, you know, how many thousands we need to put in there each month, and that goes in there, and then it comes out of there, and that's fine. And we know that it's not spending money, right? And then we have our own individual accounts, and you know, we can kind of do what we like with that, because that is spending money. And then I have my business account, which again is the same, kind of the same as the joint account, in that the money in there isn't spending money. It isn't spending money because I've taken out what I allocate myself and put it in my personal account. But the money in the business account is either to cover expenditure that's coming up, or is there an available for reinvestment into the business? You know, if I decide to invest in another really expensive program, or you know, I bought a new laptop recently. So stuff like that. That's kind of what the surplus is there for, I guess. But like I say, my tax money goes somewhere else and money for me goes somewhere else. So, but it isn't real money that's in that account. And that's a really different way to train your brain into thinking about money and thinking about the money that you've got. And by understanding this process, this is how you'll be able to answer the question, how much does your business really make? And you'll be able to know what your turnover is. You'll be able to, this is like the magic three. What do you call that? Trivector? Is that the word I'm looking for? Trifecta, I think, is the word I'm looking for. Three is the magic number. Let's maybe just go with that, because I know the expression for that. But you'll know what your turnover is. Okay, that's your sales. That's how much is coming through your business. You will know what your costs are, and you will know what the profit is, so what's left. Okay. And that's the one that is how much your business makes. Something just popped into my mind then as I was talking, that when I was talking about profit, costs, no, it's gone again. Something that I thought would be useful to say. Well, it's disappeared out of my head. I apologize for that. But your profit and how much you're making is the thing that really, really matters. And you can say as much as you like on Instagram, yay, 10K months, woo, yay, £1 million overnight. That's fine. Whatever. That's the public, the kind of face of it. I'm not mad keen on that. You know that. I don't feel it's necessary to kind of tell people that, because I'm not going to work with someone because they've made £1 million overnight or they make 40 grand a year. It doesn't make any difference. If they can help me with the thing that I need help with, that's why I would choose to work with them. So for me, it makes no difference. So think about how you feel about that. And also, you don't need to shout about that over anywhere or tell anybody about it, but knowing yourself, what's left, where it's allocated to, and how much you've got to do the stuff that you want to do, that's the number that matters, okay? And that is how much your business really makes. And when you know that figure, right, when you know that and you know maybe it's a relatively consistent number, which is great, then you can know, like, if you can afford to buy a new car, if you can afford to move house, if you're really happy with the way it is, but you'd like a bit more money. And what you'd like to do is you'd like to downsize your house, but you're in, so you've got, you don't, your mortgage isn't as big, you know, stuff like that. You can make proper informed decisions. Can you afford to go to the Caribbean for 3 weeks at Christmas? Yes or no, right? You will be able to answer all these questions, but only if you know how much your business really, truly makes, as opposed to what the sales are, what your top level turnover is. If you're basing your lifestyle and your aspirations on that, I'm really sorry to say it to you, but you're going to kind of come unstuck along the way, right? Because it's not the true picture of your business. And what I want for you is to know how much is going to be in your bank account, to know why it's there, to know where it's come from, to know whether it stays there or it doesn't stay there, to know if you can buy yourself a new handbag or a new pair of shoes or not without thinking, oh, shouldn't have bought that last month because, oh, turns out I forgot about that bill. This is about being really grown up about money. And this is about thinking like a business owner and making the decisions, the financial decisions that, you know, the CEO's got to make, right? And it's such a powerful place to be. It gives you such a level of comfort and clarity and enables you to kind of build your purpose from that and have your direction and make the steps forward that you want to make, because this is the magic, right? And doing this work is what will start to transform your business, because this is the solid foundations that you need in order to be able to grow to where you want to be. And this is the magic that will give you that absolute clarity. So you're not looking at your spreadsheet or your finances or your bank account thinking, well, there should be more. Where is the money? Where is the money? You will know where the money is. And that's such a powerful thing. So today, so juicy. You need to listen to this again, pause it, work stuff out. That will help you. But if you want to book a call with me, a 30-minute quick clarity boost to really get your get to grips with this, then the link's in the show notes. And if you want to come on a mastermind day with me, then message me and we can talk about dates and the payment plan and stuff. So thank you ever so much for joining me today. I love this stuff. I love this topic so much because I know what a difference it makes. These foundations are what makes such a big difference to business growth. And business growth in a happy, chilled, anti-hustle way is what I want for you. So thank you for joining me again today. I'm going to see you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.